Bahrain now less anti-Israel than EU at UN Human Rights Council. By Joel B. Polak on March 23, 2021. The UN Human Rights Council, UNHRC, in Geneva voted Tuesday to call for an international arms embargo against Israel, with support from several European Union nations, while the Arab nation of Bahrain did not show up to vote. The Jerusalem Post reported. The United Nations Human Rights Council approved a resolution calling for an arms embargo against Israel that had the support of many of the European countries but received a nod of disapproval from Bahrain, which was absent for Tuesday's vote. The measure, dubbed the Accountability Resolution, passed 32-6, with 8 abstentions. It included some of the harshest language against Israel out of the 4 resolutions that the 47-member UNHRC is expected to approve, as the 46th session ends this week. Among the 32 countries that approved the text were 5 European ones, including nations that typically abstain from such votes as a show of support for Israel. Denmark, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands and Poland all voted in favor of the resolution. Bahrain signed the Abraham Accords on the White House lawn last September, establishing peace and normalizing relations with Israel. The two nations have been strengthening commercial and cultural ties, and face a common enemy in Iran. The European Union has often adopted anti-Israel and pro-Palestinian stances. The UNHRC has been vehemently anti-Israel since its inception, devoting disproportionate attention to attacking Israel. President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. from the UNHRC, but President Joe Biden chose to re-engage the body, citing a vacuum of leadership without the U.S. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book Is How Not to Be a SH. The Old Country, Lessons from South Africa. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.